famously for an hour. If you relate to the above circumstances, I have bad news. You're likely addicted to technology. The good news is that you can beat the addiction and reclaim your life. This action guide will show you how. Technology addiction defined. All addictions, from an obsession with gambling and drugs to video games and technology, are based on the same fundamental dynamic: the brain's expectation that engaging in a particular activity will produce a reward. The reward may not be obvious to the addict. In fact, it's sometimes counterintuitive since it poses potential harm, but the brain still interprets it as a positive experience. For example, consider gambling. Most people assume individuals with a gambling addiction are compelled to continue gambling because they occasionally win their bets. The man at the blackjack table stays rooted to his seat because he occasionally beats the dealer's hand. The woman at the craps table sticks around because she wins her pass line bet and a few place bets before the shooter rolls a seven. In reality, although the high of winning is a motivating factor for the problem gambler, it's not the main reward. At least, not to the brain's complex reward system. The rewarding stimuli, the thing that spurs gamblers to continue gambling, is the risk involved in the activity. That is, winning a $1 bet in blackjack brings little satisfaction. Risking $100 on a single hand is more gratifying. Unfortunately, over time, addicts need greater amounts of the rewarding stimuli to produce the same level of reward. The pathological gambler who starts feeding his addiction with $5 bets will eventually graduate to $100 bets, and more if he has the funds to support his growing habit. The greater the risk, the more dopamine that is released in the brain, and the greater the resulting sense of satisfaction. Let's consider that in the context of an addiction to technology. It works in the same way as a gambling problem. You are compelled to act by the brain's expectation of a reward for doing so. Researchers are uncertain regarding what the brain considers to be rewarding stimuli in the activity, but studies show that the act of checking emails, texts, and social media releases dopamine in the same fashion as wagering large sums in a casino. The dopamine keeps people hooked. There's another concern with technology addiction. Researchers have found that tech addicts are more inclined to feed their addiction because the gadgets that make it possible are everywhere. They're always within reach. Nearly everyone has a smartphone. Pew Internet found that 68% of adults in the U.S. owned at least one. Tablet ownership is nearly as prevalent. 45% of U.S. adults own one. And of course, laptops and desktop computers are as common as dirt. The tools needed to feed your technology addiction are ubiquitous. They're inescapable. The result? The compulsion to check your email and texts is difficult to resist. The impulse to check social media is irrepressible. The urge to check your voicemail, seek out the latest news headlines, and visit your favorite blogs and forums is overwhelming. These are reasons it's so easy to develop an addiction to technology. First, you have the necessary tools at your disposal 24 hours a day. Second, every time you use them, you stimulate your brain's reward system, over and over and over again. Under these circumstances, dependency and addiction are practically foregone conclusions. Common drugs of choice for the technology addict. Technology spans a variety of devices and platforms, from smartphones, tablets, and video game consoles to social media, news media, and email. It's worth addressing how each of these can slowly become an obsession. That way, you'll be better able to recognize whether you have a problem. We'll talk about the telltale signs of addiction in the next chapter. Smartphones. When it comes to tech-related devices, this is the big one. Smartphones have become so pervasive in our society that most of us now carry one. The problem is, their use stimulates the reward center of the brain in a way that encourages dependency. This dependency sets the stage for the onset of a full-blown addiction. Our phones are tools of compulsion. We receive a text and instantly